Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The Korean family and the water filters. The topic of today's Every Day is Saturday podcast. I'm picking right up where I left off. I got three shows today, man. I wasn't even planning on doing three, but I need time to frame this story. Okay. In February of 1990, I moved back to Buffalo, New York from West Palm Beach, Florida. There was a guy that I knew who worked in the same investment banker company, and his name was Peter. And he said, hey, man, if you want to come crash at my place, you're more than welcome to. I'm like, oh, great. Well, I didn't know he only had a one-bedroom apartment in Buffalo, literally downtown Buffalo, right off of Allen Street. And so I slept on his couch for about a week or so. I was like, yeah, this is getting really old. So a buddy of mine whose sister lived in Buffalo, I said, hey, man, do you think this Carla? He said, actually, Carla Zandi needs a roommate. Carla's from my hometown, Bradford, PA, and she lived in North Buffalo off Linden Avenue. So I got a hold of Carla. I called. I said, hey, man, you got an extra room in that apartment? She goes, actually, one of my roommates just moved out. You'd more than happy to move in. We got another girl, though, moving in. So it's kind of like three's company. It's like, hey, man, I'm all about it. What's the rent? $133 a month, $400 split three ways. I'm all over it. Moved in, and I could tell. You ever know, like, when you've overstayed your welcome? It's so uncomfortable. It's like, you know, I'm sleeping on the couch on a Saturday at 7 a.m., and Peter wakes up and starts rattling, like, frying pans and the vacuum cleaner. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm getting up now. Okay, yep. And then you wake up, and it's like the Truman Show. I mean, you're right there in the middle of everything. Everybody's, like, staring at you. I'm like, this is really awkward. He had a date one night and brought her home, and I'm sleeping on the couch and had to pretend I was sleeping, but I got my one eye, like, my right eye kind of, like, open a little to see if I'm bothering them, and they went in the other room. It's just awkward, man. It's totally awkward. Got out of there in a week, and we never talked again. I don't know. I guess, I don't know. It was really weird. I haven't talked to him since. Nice guy. Just never talked. So moved to North Buffalo, and I quit that job at the investment banking company like a month after I moved to Buffalo. I just didn't want to do it anymore. It was 100% cold calling, and it sucked. So I went to a presentation. This was my first exposure to multi-level marketing. Somebody raked me over to Kohl's, got me to an NSA water filter presentation, and I was hooked because when you're 22 years old and you're this crazy entrepreneurial-minded kid, you're joining MLM. It's like baptism, man. You know, we all did there at some point. So I joined. I bought six water filters. I don't know where I got the money because I was playing Nintendo golf every day and baseball, Nintendo baseball every day, sleeping until like 1 in the afternoon. I was bartending that summer, but I don't think I started my bartending job. I was in between jobs. I was in between careers of a low-price cold caller and a bartender. Imagine that. So I got the water filters, and this is where a story picks up from the previous podcast. So I grab my case of water filters, and I start walking up the street knocking on doors. Hey, my name's Sam Crowley. I live down the street. Now, I'm 22 years old with a Dumb and Dumber bangs haircut, white T-shirt, pair of black shorts, and that's all I got to my name. All right, and these water filters, got six of them. I thought maybe I'd sell six of them in the entire day. I'm like, how hard can this be? I mean, I got so jacked up watching the movie and the presentation at the hotel the night before. I mean, I couldn't even sleep. I'm like, everybody's going to want clean water in their house. I might sell the whole damn system, you know, that thing that looks like a silo on a farm that, you know, filters your whole house of water. Well, this very nice Korean family let me in. Oh, you know what it was? It was Erna's friend. That I'm thinking, why would they let me in? Erna Reith called them and say, hey, you got to see my tenant. It's not something really neat. That's what it was. Erna. God love her. God love Erna. She couldn't taste anything and still bought the water filter from me. And the whole sizzle to the sale was it eliminates the bad taste of your water. So I go into the living room, and it's me, 40-year-old Korean lady, her three kids, and a VCR tape that we watched about the history of water. It's like 20 minutes long. I remember showing creeks and streams and, is your water, did you know this about water? 98% of the pollutants in water, you know, we're all dying of cancer by 5 o'clock. So I was like, and so the VCR stops, and I looked at her. I go, isn't that something? And she's looking at me like, are you getting the hell out of my house? This what is up? Erna, I'm never being calling you again. We're not friends any longer. So I can see the look in her face is like, I go, boy, isn't that amazing? And I look at her face is like, when are you leaving? So I go, hey, can we go into your kitchen? I go, hey, can we go into your kitchen? And she goes, yeah, sure. So the next part of the presentation is you literally take apart their you literally take apart her faucet, okay? You take apart the faucet. You're given an Allen wrench in your little case that you go to the houses with. And I'm like, oh, my God. So we go into the kitchen, and I got to take apart. First, I fill a glass of water with her tap water, and then I take her faucet apart. Guys, let me tell you, I'll be 47 years old in 2 months. I can't change a light bulb now after being a homeowner and owning 38 rental properties. I don't change anything yet. When I was 22, I could barely walk around with my zipper up, okay? So think about how stupid I am to try to get this thing. So fortunately, after like 7 tries, I got her faucet taken apart, just the end of it, and I hooked on the end of the nozzle, the NSA water filter, and it filters down. It's like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 inches long, and it filters your water, and out comes the cleaner water. So I filled a glass of water up with the filtered water, and I set it on the counter next to the glass of unfiltered water that I poured previous to that, and you drop these little drops in, and it turns the unfiltered water, the first glass I poured, it turns it like bright yellow. I mean, just, it looks like gasoline. You would not even want to look at this, let alone drink it. I go, look at that. You see what you're drinking there, ma'am? Every day. How's that make you feel? She goes, oh, wow, that's pretty scary stuff. I'm like, so, anyway, I've got these filters here, and I'm going through my brochure. I go, or if you want your whole house filtered, we can do that as well. But I think you'd agree, this is serious stuff. And I'm 22, dumb and dumber haircut, and I look like an idiot. And she looked at me, and she said, yeah, we're not interested. I go, you're not interested in the whole house filter? She goes, no, we're not interested in anything. Can you leave? I'm like, oh, all right. And I was really bad at handling objections. It was written all over my face. And I'm standing in her kitchen. I'm holding an Allen wrench. I've got her faucet taken apart. My VCR is still sitting in the player. I think I actually left it in the player because I didn't do another presentation the rest of my life. I go, oh, boy, yeah, you're not interested in any of that then. Oh, okay. Why not? Because I don't want it. Can you leave? I'm like, yep. And that was the end of my career of selling water filters. And it kind of hit me. I was really kind of a loser. You know, that kind of hit me. I was going back now to my apartment to go play Nintendo baseball and then go to my job that I was going to have as a bartender. And that was the summer of 1990. The whole point in all that, I don't even know what the point was. Boy, I had a good laugh. I hope you did too. The whole point in all that was, I don't know. I don't even know what the point is other than the fact that you got to take chances, man, and don't worry about what other people think. I walked down the street with those filters. My head couldn't have been hung any lower. I mean, I thought literally I was a complete loser because I got to put it all into context. All my friends were in their second year, third year at Penn State. All my buddies went to Penn State from Bradford, Pennsylvania. They're all in college, getting their degree, getting educated. I'm walking around North Buffalo with water filters, going into strange families' homes, taking apart their faucet. But a lot of that stuff, man, I look back, what a great experience. I mean, seriously, I wouldn't have paid my rent that May without Erna buying it just as a charity case. Going in that home was hilarious. It forced me now to up my game, if you want to call it that, to start bartending to get regular income coming in because I knew I wasn't going to be a water filter salesman the rest of my life. And, you know, the previous podcast, how I started this story was simply saying we've all done the MLM, the network marketing. We've all tried something, man. Get out there and experience life, man. Be a kid again. Be 22 years old again, man. Have some fun. Life is so fun. I mean, I'm having the time of my life. Can you tell? Are you? Are you having a time of your life? Because if you're not, man, plug into this show and plug back into your dream and don't take yourself so seriously. I don't. I'm having a great time. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Kind of a bonus show today. Sam Crowley, hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Leave a 5-star rating for the show on iTunes and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.